Why
ask why? No, drink but dry.
You always just
dude,
belch.
I'm gassy, okay? I have IBS or some shit. Actually, I haven't figured it out yet, but I got issues, okay? It's in my stomach. I have a lot of stomach acids.
I love how when you type hood rat, it autocorrects to hooray.
Hooray, hood rat.
Hey, you're trying to be positive here, man. Trying to be positive.
Anyway, it's... Yeah. What's today?
Fuck if I know, man.
Saturday.
It's the 9th.
The 9th.
You know what else is today?
Your mom's birthday.
No.
Yeah.
It's Fisher Fenderbender. No, we're not there.
Yeah, today?
We missed it.
Yes. Oh, so it happened. It started 2.5 hours ago. Because we didn't have any cars, and he was all, oh, you guys better come up with cars, or you're getting your asses kicked.
Or you're out of here.
Yeah, he didn't say that, but we just suck, and we didn't finish anything, and...
We don't have all day, every day.
This down?
Mm-hmm.
Is it too high?
Yeah, it's like kind of... Yeah, there you go. Stop. Every time.
Hold, please.
That's better.
Man, I'm slouching a little bit, too. So.
Yeah.
I gotta have a hat, because... All the other cool kids have hats.
Come on, Mr. Hat.
Hey, Mr. Hat.
Eat you. Anyway.
Anyway.
I posted the thing.
Oh, you did? Thanks, bud.
Whenever you're ready.
Appreciate it. Oh, man. In case anybody didn't get the memo, it is Saturday. Well, anyway, welcome to Garage Junkie.
It's camera day if you have cats.
We are live-ish.
I only have dogs. My dog is...
It's dogger day, then.
My dog is super cute. Look at that.
Say hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
And I got... Who's here? Who's it? What's your name again?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Yeah, Gilbert's here with us, too. Hey, Brian's here, Tony. Hey,
it's Tony.
Tony's here.
Hi, Tony.
You talk like this? You're like...
If you talk like this, that sounds really weird.
It's like weird. Put your nose against it.
Anyway, yeah.
What's up, guys? What's new? What's happening? What's cracking?
What's crack-a-lacking?
What's crapping?
What happened to your car, Brian?
Yeah, did you get that front end on yet or what?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Insta.
Is it done?
Talk to me, bro.
Talk to
me,
bro.
Are you done? Are you done yet?
Type away. Tip, tap.
Tappy.
Tip, tap. Click, clack.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
I need an answer. You're shaking the whole table.
Oh.
Tivity
Tomorrow's
tech.
Project. Tivity. Oh, it's a Sunday project. What's up, Josh?
Oh, are you just changing out the I-beam?
Yeah.
Right?
The oi beam.
Oi.
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 It's the oi beam?
The oi beam.
The oi beam.
The boss is on.
Yeah. Hey, Josh. What's up, man?
Oh, snap.
Get your house finished?
You're not my boss.
I don't think he finished it, but I think he's really close.
Yeah, I think he's really close. And he's headed to get...
Liqua. Liquor?
Hmm.
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Kingpin boss worn out. Oh, yeah. That happens.
Just hit it with a hammer.
Yep.
Usually what I do.
Hammer does fix a lot of issues.
Yep. It's called a persuasion wrench.
I always called it the persuader.
I like the persuasion wrench better.
That is a more technical term.
Ooh, yeah. Josh has this fetish for Crown Royal. It's his favorite.
A fetish?
Yeah, he's like, ooh, fucking Crown Royal. I don't know, actually. I don't know why
he's
fetish.
Like,
but
oh.
He just likes Crown Royal. It's his jam.
Yeah. I like Sailor Jerry.
I'm a Jack guy. But I mean, I don't drink anymore, but I'm a Jack guy when I did.
Yeah, I don't drink that much anymore either.
Yeah.
Your mom drinks.
Mm.
Yeah.
As you get older,
maybe.
Well, as I get older, I can't do anything that I used to be able to do anymore. So
I'm a Jameson guy.
Jameson? I do like Jameson and ginger ale.
Yeah. So.
Made the switch from Captain Morgan.
It was Captain Morgan.
About 6 months ago, been rolling strong ever since.
Yeah, that's right. It was Captain Morgan. Shows how much I know my own brother.
Mm. Captain. Well, Captain is rum. Crown Royal is not.
It's also rum.
I thought it was whiskey.
Pretty sure it's... No, you might be right. It might be Scotch whiskey.
Canadian whiskey.
I don't know those
I'm sure Josh knows what it is.
Canadian whiskey?
Canadian, yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't touch my eyes. So yeah, don't. I went home for lunch, and my old lady's like, hey, can you cut these peppers for me? It was like a couple of jalapenos, some serranos, and some, I don't know, some other peppers. And I was like, yeah, no worries. So I like lubed my hands up with oil so like the capsaicin wouldn't get on my hands, and washed them really well before I left. And then I came here, and I had a banana bread, and so I ate it, and I was licking my fingers from the frosting, and then my mouth started burning. Like, wow. I was like, oh, my God, my mouth is on fire. Yeah. So that's been my day.
Yeah, it's just Captain is.
That was his entire day.
Well, no, it was much bullshit today, but.
Crown Royal is whiskey.
Yes.
Canadian whiskey. I don't know. Like, I kind of quit drinking, you know, I don't know, probably about 6-7 years ago. Just never really, don't drink that much.
I'd probably drink every night if I could.
I only drink on days that end in Y. Yeah.
Now, I used to come home and have a little scotch, like a nice scotch or a nice whiskey. And then every time I would, like my elbows, like the edges of my elbows and my jaw, and like the back of my neck, and like would just get like all rigid and weird. So I just stopped. I was like, well, okay, I just won't be drinking anymore. And I haven't had that problem. Anytime I do, I have that problem. Weird.
Hmm. Interesting.
4 toddlers equals getting drunk in the weekends.
That for sure.
Players.
Fuck yeah, man. can't argue with that logic. No,
I could only imagine. I could barely deal with 2 dogs.
Hey, we're going to have dinner at 2 p.m. and we're going to bed at 4. Good night. Mommy and daddy are staying up. You know, like, get the fuck out of here.
Duct tape those little fuckers to a chair so they can't fall over.
I remember my mom duct taped
my brother. Oh, he says he waits until 5.
My mom duct taped my brother and my sister to their beds one time. That was pretty dope.
That was pretty dope. They probably deserved it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Graham?
They were being little fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, when are they not being little fuckers? They're just older now, right?
Well.
With your sister.
Anyway. My sister is, yeah.
Anyway.
Talk to her in a while. I should call her.
You should tell her she's an idiot and then hang up.
Like, you're an idiot.
Hey, what's up, sis?
That's some shit I'd probably do, though.
You're an idiot. Click.
No. All right, fuck.
So,
what are we talking about today?
We have 7 peoples are watching.
I have 7 peoples. Mine shows 8.
See you in a bit, bud.
Yeah, man. Anybody out there got any cool, crazy plans other than Brian changing out a front end this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm curious what you guys are doing.
Anybody making any smoked meats? Any grilled meats? Any cool projects around the house, mowing the lawn? Fucking tell us. We want to chit-chat about
it. Oh, speaking of around the lawn,
oh,
picked up a new lawn tool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, man. I got the Milwaukee hitch trimmer.
It's Milwaukee.
Yeah, actually. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
That thing's awesome.
I told you, man.
I got
Milwaukee's the way to go.
I got the big battery.
Feels like you're packing in like a 30 clip in the bottom of an AR.
Why get gas anymore? Those batteries are freaking so powerful, and they last forever.
Lawnmowers. Lawnmowers, the only thing you should have that's gas.
Yeah, why? Why? What's the logic there?
Because the electric one sucks still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a secondhand electric one that I got from Mike, and it works just fine.
Is that a cord?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I'll run that shit the fuck over.
I was about to say,
had a corded hedge trimmer, and I bought it, and I was like, oh, I need an extension cord, and I was talking to Adam at work, and I was like, hey, man, I got to stop at the Harbor Freight and get me an extension cord, because like, I need to get out to the yard and do my hedges, trim the hedges. And he's like, oh, you're going to fucking cut that extension cord first thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, you are. You can cut that fucker like 10 times. And I'm like, no, only jackasses cut fucking extension cords.
And what'd you do?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. There was a cord laying there. Oh, gee. Okay, cool. Fucking fixed it like real quick. You know, like put wire nuts on and electrical taped it up. Fucking. Oh, fuck! Fucking, God, it happened like 8 times. And then I said, fuck this shit, and I haven't trimmed my hedges in 2 years.
I have a system.
Throw it over your shoulder, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. That, you know how it worked for me? Didn't. Yeah. Well, I'm an idiot.
Clearly.
Well, Johnny throws more than that over his shoulder, you know yeah. what I mean?
My dick!
Not Whoa. Your dick. Definitely other people's dicks.
All kinds of dicks. 13 dicks.
And by shoulder, he means his butthole.
What?
Throws big dicks over his shoulder.
Over
his butthole.
My butthole.
Yeah. Anyway, that went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Lawns the
Why does it always get so homoerotic in here?
Why you gotta ask the fucking weird questions, man?
I'm just asking.
Because we want to fuck each other. That's why. Oh. Dutch. Oh. God.
So every joke secretly. We make has to be about fucking, sex, masturbation, incest, or something gross like
that. It's probably the way we were raised.
By a bunch of religious cunts.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's real back that C word. I didn't say that. Sorry, Mom.
See you next Tuesday.
She don't like that word?
Oh, she hates that word.
Cunt?
Oh, jeez. Well, that's the thing. I think the way that I used it was more inappropriate.
Well, it's when you put that cunt on the end.
Cunt. Brian says, and that's a problem.
Question mark?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Fuck. No, I don't mind the word. I don't mind words at all in general.
Yeah, it's all in the connotation how you use them. If you use them like derogatory towards somebody trying to purposely hurt someone's feelings, like that's where I'm like, come on, man. Don't be.
But if you're
idiot.
Just calling like, ah, oh, you fucking cunt, you know, like,
I'm
you could just be Australian.
Oi, cunt.
Oi, cunt. He's not here. God, we quote that movie a lot.
Yeah.
I know, Dad. You told us. That's not the one.
Yeah, Dad. You told us. I even made a meme of that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So proud.
I got a fucking headache again. I've had a headache for a week and a half,
I've got a boner. What?
You've had a headache for a week and a half?
Yeah, man. It was like really bad earlier in the week, and then it's like been tapered off, but like, god damn, I'm sick of it. Sick of it.
I was getting pretty intense headaches because I got a bad tooth. So I'd bite down, and it would hurt.
Do you still have the bad tooth?
Yeah.
You need to go get that fixed.
That's good right now.
I am a proponent for going to the dentist and getting shit fixed because you know how many main arteries flow through your jawbone?
All of them.
You're not kidding. It's if you have an infection in your teeth, you're giving your entire body an infection. Or like anything that like your teeth kind of are the windows into your inner body when it comes to that shit. Like your gums are on flame and shit, and you're always getting sick. Typically, is an issue with your bacterial biome in your mouth.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I know
it's not good,
to.
Man. It's I used to live with that shit forever, and
I'm busy, man.
I get it, and it's expensive, but you gotta fucking go, dude. You gotta
make $50 to get the tooth pulled.
Well, get you, oh, goddamn you, ignorant fuckers! Don't pull your teeth. Have them fix that shit. Put a filling in it and do the root canal.
It's my wisdom tooth.
Oh yeah, get that shit pulled.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have him pull them all.
Hey,
yeah, wisdom teeth.
I got some good pliers out there, man.
Oh my god, that would hurt so fucking bad. I had it.
Reminds me of the fucking prank phone call in the end of the Goldfinger album.
Dude, you should find that.
Give me this number to call. I am not a doctor, sir.
What are you drinking? The biggest Red Bull. No. Ever
in the world? No, it's the second biggest. But you know what? It's the sugars freeze.
Oh fuck!
So it's good for you.
I shouldn't talk any shit about that, but fuck, man, you guys gotta stop drinking those things.
I like rock stars.
I have like two.
He's got
a
bad tooth. He's drinking millions of fucking energy drinks. You're just gonna have a heart attack one day from all the energy drinks you drink.
Dude, I've tapered off.
Good.
You realize how many I used to do? I used to
me
drink
too.
Six of them.
I'm me too. I used to buy the
every
fucking
day.
Those 4-packs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I used to buy 2 4-packs a day, and then have to. Well,
I had my time.
Yeah.
I had my bro time. Bro. Gonna go ride my dirt bike, bro. You that guy now?
He's always been that guy.
Yo, bro.
It's bra.
bruh.
Saw, dude.
You don't even know.
You guys are stupid.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your van.
I don't know. I want to talk about Johnny's.
Fuck Johnny's car.
No. It's,
yeah.
Fuck I know that you. Guy. I Wait. Know you like guys want to talk about the van because it's kind of like something that's new and cool. But his is like newer and cooler. I think.
It's older. Well, technically, yours is older.
That's what I'm saying. Well, like by no, it's years. Like something he just now kind of got started on because I got off the lift for you know after being on it for a month. So he's been
even though I've had it for a decade.
Any one of you guys want to take his place in this podcast? Let me get rid of him.
Brian, can you come up here on Saturdays and
I'm not gonna be here next week, so fuck you guys. You can have a break.
Yeah, no, actually next week we're taking Saturday off.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm going camping. And
what?
He's bitching out.
Well, it's my anniversary week, so I gotta do something with my old lady.
So Gilbert's gonna pitch a tent.
It's such a bad cop out. It's not even funny because I bet if I asked his old lady, she'd be like, "Yeah, you can go."
No, that's
I'm fucking texting her. I'd be like, "Hey, can Mike go on this fucking camping trip? Because he's throwing you under the bus as the reason as to why he can't go."
I'm not throwing her under the bus, but I haven't hardly spent that much time with her, and it's not that she's not keeping me from going or doing anything because that's not how we do things. It's my duty. As her husband,
duty
to understand when I need to take that extra time off. She's not telling me I can't go. I'm not even asking that question.
Sure.
Do you understand how that works?
No, I don't, actually.
So
I don't. I mean, I spend the equal amount of time here as you do, but you got kids and shit, so I understand.
Well, she needs a break. So if next Saturday I just fucking kick her in the ass and she goes out the door and that's her present, like she'll be fucking tickled pink. You know what I mean?
Literally.
She needs some time off, dude. Kids going to fucking school. They don't go to school, but dealing with school shit during the day, and she's helping them with it all fucking day. Yeah.
Fucking kid excuses. Always kid excuses.
Well, to be fair, he's got, what, a seven-year-old?
Eight. He's eight now.
He's eight now. Those ones are, yeah. Mm. No bueno. Mm.
He's like that middle shithead age, you know, like... They're really cool up until they're four, and then from like 4 to 12, they're dickheads. And then they start to grow up a little bit, you know, 13, 14.
And then like 12 to 16, they're cool, and then 16 on, they're dickheads.
Until maybe they're 21.
Until they're like 20, 21, yeah.
And then they'll have a drink with you.
I totally understand. I have dogs.
Shut up, idiot.
It's just fuck, man. I'm 37 almost. I'll be 37 in like, what's today?
I don't know.
You said in 20 days or 19 days, I'll be
28,
27. Yeah, on the 28th. Yeah, and I don't have any kids, and I just got married, and I just bought a house, and I'm like doing all the adult things like way late in my life. So it's like I want to be like Fish. I'm gonna be like 40 something, popping out a kid, all like successful ish.
Yeah, but his kid's pretty well put together, you know, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all bastards.
So. Well, all kids are to a point, but yeah. He's not a huge dickhead. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not around him enough to tell you whether he is or not. So
when
I'm going to say he's all right. He doesn't bother me at all. He's pretty cool. He gives me a high five.
That's my thing. You know, he's not like one of the dickheads.
He's rad, dude. Yeah. He's all like jumping shit on bikes and going to the skate park and like.
So he's like a regular kid.
Yes. They don't allow him to be a bitch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's got like long fucking blonde hair and he's all like, bro. Yeah.
He's like Ryan.
He'll fucking punch an old lady in the throat, I'm sure.
That's awesome. Well, that was like me when I was probably about his age. Yeah. Like jumping my bike off shit and skateboarding and all my kid wants to do is.
Yeah, talking to the mic, fucker.
Is stay inside.
Yeah, I think it's kids, a lot of kids today, like they just don't want to be out. You know whose fault that is?
I didn't want to be in.
It's y'all's fault.
I'll take it. My sure.
Well, you know, like I didn't have the option.
Yeah,
it was. Well, my dad came home. It was get the fuck out.
When
and there was no ifs, ands, or buts.
When Johnny and I were living in the same house with both families, and you know his son and my son are similar in age, we would literally kick him out the back door and lock that motherfucker.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are outside today.
Yeah. Didn't care if it was 115.
Well, I'm thirsty.
Turn
the hose on. There's the hose.
you guys are hot? Goosh, you just turn the sprinklers on early.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, the timer will come on in an hour, but I'll turn it on a little early. That was like oh, my God, my dad's being cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, he gave us $5 to go down to the water. Nice. And that's the other thing. We went a mile down the road on our bikes at like 5 years old to the water nice, to parks like across town.
Yeah.
We got on the canal and rode to Fiesta Mall once, I think, from
miles.
Lindsay and Brown or Lindsay and Broadway, you know, at like 10. Nobody would allow that shit to happen now. Like, no way. Oh, God. My kid can't walk to school. You fucking crazy. What do you mean?
That.
It's like 127 yards down the road. No way. And then everyone's like,
I have to go sit in my car
and I'm like,
with
it
idling for an hour to drop him off.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Okay, boomer.
Boomer.
Says the Canadian.
Says the Canadian boomer.
That's living here illegally. Oh, yeah, INS.
they don't care about Canadians.
That's right.
He's
they
not
don't.
Brown.
It's very true.
But
and he's
back,
and he's a good like you know citizen. So.
Back to that though, a lot of the times if kids are alone and they're not with parents or somebody that looks like they're old enough to give a fuck, like the cops will question them. Other
That's cool.
Karens will question.
That's cool.
And they can essentially get in trouble over that. So
That's
it's
cool.
not just it's not just the kids' parents. It's the other parents and
yeah, that's
the
Queen
other
Creek.
Authorities.
That's Queen Creek, I think. Because here's my reasoning on that. I'm a part of a bunch of groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like buy, sell, trade, talk, discussion groups, East Valley, Tempe, Chandler, and Queen Creek. You know the one that has all the Karens? Chandler and Queen Creek.
Yeah.
All of the Karens. Like this one did this morning. Lady was like, I have a doctor's appointment next week, and they want me to get a corona antibodies test. I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not comfortable with that? The fuck are you talking about? You're not comfortable with that.
What's wrong with that? You're
going to exactly.
know.
You're
going
to
you
know
haven't.
Whether you have something you don't have. You could be asymptomatic. And like go to the doctor's office and they're like, oh, fuck, we don't care either. And then the doctor scrubs some shit on your face and then that doesn't get cleaned very good. And the next person gets it and that spreads to the next person. That spreads to the next person. And again, maybe those people don't get it. But that person goes and sees their grandma. Grandma fucking gets it. Grandma dies because some ignorant cunt couldn't fucking go get a goddamn test because she didn't feel comfortable with it. Those are the types of fucking bitches that live out there. I'm saying they live everywhere.
She probably doesn't vaccinate her kids either.
Oh, no, definitely not. And there's a bunch of those people out there because there's like...
Which is the whole point.
And the other thing is, why are there private schools every other corner in Queen Creek?
I have no idea.
ASL, ILS, da-da-da-da-da, all that shit.
All over the place.
There's none. There's a few in Mesa. There's like four. And like everyone's like, oh, fucking public schools are trash and all this shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You were all raised on public fucking schools, most likely. And I get if you got the income or whatever, but.
Why do you need to
spend
that?
That's a whole other thing I can go down a tangent on about public schools and them getting government funding from. Like, fuck you. You goddamn kids pay tuition.
What's a tangent?
Your kids pay tuition. Why are you getting money from the fucking state? No wonder public schools suck because you cocksuckers are taking it. All right. Sorry. Like I said, I can go a snowball down that shit and start really getting irate. Oh,
yeah.
He's going for a cruise. Do it, dude.
Yeah, take it easy, Brian.
Later, Brian.
Bye.
Have fun, man. I'd rather have you cruising than watching our gay ass.
Yeah, take a picture. I want to see it.
Ooh, yeah. We love following your Instagram, man. And
love
your Facebook.
Your Instagram.
Appreciate you, bro.
For sure.
For sure.
Anyways, I'll stop tangenting and we'll talk about cars again.
There we go.
Well, I don't even know if we talked about cars yet.
We haven't. Well, we've just been bitching about cunts and Karens.
Oh man,
which are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh,
you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna have kids, and my whole fucking world's gonna turn upside down and be like,
yeah.
"No, don't fucking let him walk by himself. Are you fucking mad?
Are you insane?
He's 13 years old. I don't care. Stop carrying him. You know that's gonna be how it is.
Well, that's the thing is, it's easy for you to say these things now because
I don't have
you
it.
You don't
yeah,
have any,
yeah.
And it like once you get them, you're like. Gotta keep this thing.
And I'm sure people are like, oh, fuck that guy. He's fucking being judgmental of those fucking parents. And I'm like, yeah, I am, because I'm not one.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess I wouldn't say you have a, you do have a right. It's fucking America.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm just giving my opinion and what I feel about it. And you can take that however you want. You can shove it up my ass, or you can shove it up your own.
You can take it and you can fold it up. like 13 times.
And then wet it a little bit.
And then shove it right up your ass.
So, you know, as much as some people get mad at my rants, you could just not listen to it either, you know. So, let's talk about cars.
Cars.
Cars and stuff.
Now, I want to talk about Johnny's bus. For some reason, I keep calling it a van. I keep calling it a van because I'm working on my van, and they are almost the same size.
It's, you know, we're not in Germany. It's not, we're not fucking purist. It's a van.
It's a Kombi.
The Kombi.
A van.
A Das Bulli.
A Das Bulli.
No, man. Johnny, man, you have done some crazy shit in the last week.
Yeah.
To this thing. And you haven't really posted any updates on the Instagram.
It's because I'm a scared.
But I made him post one right before this so I could show you guys if you guys are all interested.
My old lady, I tune in at the worst time every fucking week. She tunes in when I'm just screaming at the fucking screaming at the fucking microphone. Anyway.
Why are you gonna shout?
Fuck. Anyways, he did a thing.
So, yeah. Well, I mean,
this is what everyone sees this right now. Johnny, walk us through, man. What's going on? What happened here? I notice the package tray is missing.
The whole
rear sheet metal is gone.
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
I'm just going to rock it like that, I think.
Open engine bay.
Yeah.
You know, really air cool it.
Yeah, for sure. No, actually, I'm...
what's this thing, anyway? This
what?
Big, giant thing here.
That's the Scooby.
Wow.
You know, I saw another Instagram post this morning.
Mm.
It was by a guy who had an STI.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, 24,000 miles and on the third engine. Can I engine swap this thing with anything else?
Oh, because he had an air-cooled engine?
No, it was a fucking Subaru.
Oh, really?
Brand new STI with 24,000 miles, and he did some performance mods, and he's on his third engine, and the mechanic's like, fucking engine, bunk. Rebuild it again. So he's going to put something else in.
Yeah, I don't know. I got my engine for $650.
Yes.
So that's a fraction of the price of an air-cooled motor.
Yes.
And if I need a new one, then I'll just go buy another engine.
Yes.
Another $600 engine.
Another $600 engine. And I'm fine with that.
And on the fourth one, we'll swap something else into it.
Ecotec.
No.
No. No.
No.
You know what would actually be cool to build a big air-cooled, like, Potter motor for this thing.
Yeah?
Like a 2930, you know, like a 3-liter four-cylinder running on alcohol, no fan shroud. You ever see that Potter Ghia?
Mm-hmm.
Thing's sick.
Which single-cylinder heads and, like, the whole thing?
No, it's just got their big... It's a 3-liter, type 4. Drives it around California, just trashing on cars, and then, like, takes it back to the shop. It's like his fun weekend car. Joe Potter.
I'm going to go out and fuck everyone up.
Yeah, you are. Well, until the transmission breaks.
Right. No hard launches because I have a 901.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, I wasn't planning on running a Subaru when I got the 901.
We could just do
roll
races.
I'm going to slow you down. I'm going to slow you down.
What?
A lot of people watching don't know what you're talking about. So the 901, explain yourself.
It's the early Porsche 911 gearbox.
And what's different from that from a factory bus?
It's got another gear.
So it's a 5-speed instead of a 4-speed.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they put 901s and 912s also, and it was a 4-speed, 4-cylinder car, but it had the 911 body. Yeah.
So you got a 5-speed gearbox.
5-speed gearbox, and with the red line on this engine that I have, I could potentially do 150 miles an hour.
In a brick.
In a brick.
If you had enough horsepower. Horsepower.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know.
If it'll wind up that far.
Yeah.
So anyways, in the picture, turbos. There was a bunch of stuff cut out. I don't know if you can still see it or not.
Yeah, it's back up.
Yeah. I cut out all of the sheet metal, like the rear package tray area, the gas tank area, because I had to raise the engine and trans up 4.5 inches, roughly.
Yep.
So it wouldn't be hanging out the bottom of the bus. and then on top of that, I didn't want the radiator underneath the bus with a scoop on it because that is just asking for trouble.
Mm.
running over shit. So the radiator is going to go in on the left side, and we're going to shroud it in with fans and yada, yada, yada.
It'll go in right over here. So you have the vents on the side of the bus, those that know don't know. These vents, one here, one here.
Vents.
The idea vents. Is to turn this into the collector for the radiator that'll
collector
stand
the radiator.
Here. And then on this side, this will be the intake.
The air box.
An air box.
Cold air, air box. Intake or what have you. And then we're going to build a big-ass fuel cell for road tripping.
Fuel cell.
And then we'll put a new floor in.
Yeah.
So the other thing I'm doing, you might notice that I took out the area above where the deck lid would be.
You're right.
The hinges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving that up.
To right below that belt line.
Just below the belt line, just to make the engine bay bigger.
Yeah. So you can have more room to service
it
and everything.
Ease of installation and working on stuff if I need to.
Well, plus I think that gives you all the room to put your radiator standing up to.
Yeah, and then the rad can stand straight up.
Rad. Rad.
Super rad.
So I'm super stoked about your bus.
Yeah, I've done some stuff.
I'm really bored. I haven't done shit in like 2 weeks.
What do you mean?
You're bored? Like just listening to me talk or what?
Yeah, your voice bores me. No, I don't have a lot to add, so I'm just like...
Yeah, you haven't really touched the Ram Charger in a while.
No.
I know you've been collecting parts.
Yeah. I think I have everything now, too. Literally, it was like little odds and ends of things that I just needed to get, like fuel system stuff. I'm still missing that fuel filter. But, like, I need to just fabricate a bunch of stuff. So, just been down.
But you've been fucking helping me out with a lot of shit.
That's true.
So, I appreciate that, but then we all need to work on our own shit, too. So.
Yeah, I was hoping to have the Ram Charger for the fender bender, but, you know, that worked out. So.
Well, technically it was supposed to be done last month, and we were supposed to take it to LS Fest.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen for obvious reasons.
I was hoping that would still, like, all this pandemic stuff happened, and I was hoping I'd, like, book the hotel room and do all that shit so, like, it was, like, I had to get it done. Like, there were no excuses, but... Also, I fight with ambition, so I get unambitious and don't want to do anything on anything. Doesn't matter what it is. My stuff, someone else's stuff, doesn't matter. I just don't want to do anything. Fight my motivation all the time.
You got that long block together permanently now?
Yeah. So. A few bumps in the road, but...
Yeah, well, the parts not matching up and shit like that. But.
Yeah, that, by the way, if anyone in the Volkswagen world is watching that works at CB Performance, you can suck my dick. Your parts are trash. Nothing fits. It's trash. It's just fucking utter trash. Just frustrated, like... How can you manufacture something that's timing related and it be out of round? Like the cam gear's out of round. You can roll the motor over and then just one section where it gets fucking tight. Like maybe it's a thousandth, one thousandth or half a thousandth off. But like you can't have shit like that if you're manufacturing parts. It's frustrating. Frustrating for me, and it's got to be really frustrating for the customer, and it's got to be really frustrating for people like Fish and Dan over at CE. And anyone that's doing this professionally still, there's only like 3 shops, Edgefinder, you know, those dudes, like all those people. I don't know how they're making money on engines. Like they just probably don't. And I already kind of knew that. Like shops don't make money on building engines. They make money on everything else, you know, installing it, the parts and da 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 da. But like anyone doing it on the side like me, no, you're going to lose your fucking ass because you expect something. You pull it out of the package, you clean it, you expect it to go together as if it were factory. And it doesn't. You know, just you have to modify or grind this or, I need a special tool to do this. And it's stupid.
One size fits all, fits nothing.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just, it's all Volkswagen stuff. And I've been out of it for long enough that I forgot. And it's just frustrating. Because parts used to be nice. Like, I used to build engines.
Why do you think I went with Subaru?
Yeah. I understand.
Because I spent $5,000 on just parts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put it together myself. $5,000.
Yeah. I know.
And this Subaru
like
makes
$7,000 into this fucking thing. And
yeah, it's obscene. Volkswagens are supposed to be cheap.
Excuse me, sorry. Told you, gassy. Johnny.
That was intentional.
I don't burp. I think that's a problem with me.
No, it's not a problem, actually.
I don't burp at all.
Like I've heard you burp.
You know, occasionally, like if I get a bubbly drink or something. But like Jackie, she's like burping every fucking hour at least once.
It's farting. You fart a lot.
Yeah, it comes out the back end instead of the front.
It's because it's looser.
Yeah. Oh! Hey!
You should never hold in a fart.
Why?
Because they travel up your spine and that's where shitty ideas come from.
Well, I don't like your attitude.
I don't like
your face.
But I'm also very excited for Johnny's bus because I really want to go do burnouts in it.
Second gear burnouts.
Or just put it in third and just start doing a donut. Clutch kick. But, oh, whoa. I want to do that. I've only done it one time in a bus and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then you catch a side and it goes, boom.
No, you'd be surprised.
I mean, at this point, if somebody had a 6-speed like STI transmission,
yeah,
I would flip that engine and trans around and mid-mount it and do burnouts all day long.
Yeah, because your center of gravity would be way different.
Yeah, and not only that, but the like I was talking about the 901, it has an unsupported first gear and reverse. Yeah. So there's no like dumping the clutch in first gear. You can't do it.
Well, yeah, it's like a crash box. It has the lever thing that uses first gear for reverse.
Yeah.
That's why it goes in first and in second on those fucking non-supported gearboxes.
Okay, yeah. Now
they sound really fucking cool, though.
Which I don't know why. Like, Volkswagen learned that lesson, and then Porsche built this transmission in the 60s,
yeah,
and they didn't take anything from that lesson that they learned in the 50s.
You know why they do it like that? Because they're incredibly strong when they're like that, because the gear can be wider. Therefore, they're using that extra idler to run reverse. Because the gear itself's wider, and if they didn't, you'd break first gear or you'd break reverse all the time. So it's like the happy compromise between having a strong idler because they couldn't fit another gear in there for reverse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they did that.
Now
I do know that.
I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Now you guys have been throwing this term around lately because I'm dumb and I ask questions. Unsupported. Now explain that, define that for me.
It doesn't have a bearing on one side.
Yeah. It's just out there floating on the end of a gear housing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's also no selector to grab it, move it back and forth. So it's just there. That's why you can't just slam it into first while you're rolling. Because there's no synchro and there's no idler to help everything line up. You have to be stopped for that gear to mesh to the other gear.
Okay.
And the only way, because it couldn't fit any of that in there. There's just no room. If you go look at the transmission and the gear stack in the back of the nose housing, you just see it's just shit sticking out. Like extra. Because it needed all that room for the extra gear. So.
Hmm.
Even the four-cylinder ones, though, are trash, too. So. Or the four-speed ones are trash, too.
What, the 901s? Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I didn't do and all of the research when I got
Well, I mean, and it's not exactly like you can go find a G50 just sitting anywhere,
that,
you know?
That's like, the other thing, is when I bought that transmission, I didn't have $6,000 to throw at a G50
that's what I mean.
Or a 915.
They're not something you can just get, and if you wanted a 5-speed, that
unless,
is your entry into a 5-speed.
Unless you're Jarrett Lemley, and you live around the corner from me, and you buy a 3...
You live around the corner from that guy?
I used to.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Well, Mike and I both did.
Yeah.
he bought, on Craigslist, dude selling a 3.2-liter... With a 6-speed transmission or some shit for $800, because the guy that had it couldn't get it apart.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what's going on. Just take it, and then he shoehorned it in his notch and what the fuck? And I'm over here fucking around with a 901.
Well, so that guy's got a lot of money.
He had the money when it was necessary.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I found this 901 for $500 and it's rebuilt. I don't know if it is or not. It's really clean.
Yeah.
And the gear oil is clean.
Yeah.
So I assume, but I don't know.
Be like one of those old school Don's bus box rebuilds.
Yeah. Good old Don's bus box. But the guy that I bought it from, I drove all the way to Santa Fe, New Mexico and back in a day to get that transmission.
Damn. Was his name Monty that you bought it off of?
No. I don't even remember. This is fucking 7 years ago. But the dude was really, really cool, and he was building this bitchin' Subaru-powered dune buggy, like Manx-bodied, Mendiola everything car. And he's like, hey, I got this 901. Come get it.
Yeah, fucking A.
It's rebuilt. I'm like, okay, $500.
Yeah, that's
cheap. You can't rebuild one of those for $500.
Nope.
You can't even get a core for $500. So, whatever.
But yeah, like I said, maybe one day you'll fall into a couple grand and you can go buy an STI 6-speed and that reverse ring and pinion bullshit. And
yeah. Well, as we sit right now, if I had it in my hands, I would mid-engine it.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just take that whole torsion housing out.
Mm-hmm. And just build mounts for the trailing arms.
Yeah. Or even just shorten up those, like move the trailing arm mounts out to give you more room down the middle for the transmission.
Yep.
What you doing, Mike?
Nothing.
He's snacking.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I got a pork to season.
What?
Smoking a butt. Smoking a pork butt. Because we're having... shredded pork tacos for lunch on Monday at work.
Were we?
Yeah, we are.
Apparently, you're having...
Because I've been trying to perfect a recipe for my... I'm going to start selling pork sandwiches, like I talked about. And I need to make pork sandwiches in order to test my recipes. And I have to write everything down and shit so I can replicate it. But this one's going to be a Arizona flavor, I guess. Everything that... Like, when I think of Arizona, I put that in there. Like, tamarind and cumin and...
prickly pear cactus.
No, like... Well, actually... I had thought about doing, because I have prickly pear in the front yard of my house, I could just grab a tuna and just trim it down and use all the bits. There's a duck
that just fucking, did you hear him?
Did you hear that fucking duck?
He was like, hey guys, what's up? And it fucking took off. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, smoking meat.
I don't think anybody's tomorrow. Watching anymore, so you're good.
Yeah, you might be right. Actually, I was telling my old lady they have these ducks. They're called like Nador ducks or some shit like that. They look just like a mallard, but they don't fly.
They're
non-flight birds.
They look like Canada gooses.
They don't look like Canada gooses. I wish they did though. No, they look like mallards with the fucking ring and the same colors, and they look just like mallards, but they don't fly. They're non-flying.
Non-flying.
Yeah, ducks. They're meat birds. I was like, let's get one, babe. She's like, no, you just want one so that you can blame your farts on that fucking duck. And I'm like, God damn it, she sees right through me.
Wow. You are quite transparent, so.
Yeah, of course. I'm not shameful. I'll tell you about my farts. Everyone's gone now.
Yeah, bye. On the car thing.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about your van.
Fuck his van, dude.
Yeah. Right in the butthole.
Because I posted the coolest a video. Thing
going.
I posted a video.
Well, actually.
Before we started.
Actually, I posted a video. I deleted your video.
Did you? My video sucked. Because I turned.
And actually, mine sucks fucking too. Because I didn't get the back section when it was coming down. I didn't fucking record it. Because I was like watching two cameras at the same time.
Oh. My bad.
I'm hitting the play button and it's not.
Yeah, it's not working. It's not a touchscreen.
I thought it was.
But you can watch this on our Instas.
And recording.
No, it's not too bad.
Not a whole thing. It's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you gotta think if the back has a lot of lift, we can lower the back a little bit. Got it, nose up. Because there's a lot more nose than there is butt. God, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah, I was sweating the exhaust on it. I think it could have slammed down a lot harder.
That's what's there, man.
You can hear the hollow body just go boom, boom.
That noise when it hits the ground. Awesome.
And recording.
The boom. Fucking awesome. Yeah.
And
I can't wait to get management in that thing.
Yeah.
And here's the rear end where
I
do it.
And by
end.
Management, we mean manual switches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Excuse me. Sorry.
I guess I could show you what switches. What's the name of that?
Hold on. I got them up still.
I don't know.
I'm curious what you guys are doing. Like, if anybody out there has done any manual switchesness. But that's what I want to do because I want this to be somewhat analog.
Air jacks.
Is that the name
A-I-R-E,
of it?
A-I-R-E. Air. Jacks, J-A-X.
Ooh. That's like European.
Jacks. Yep, air jacks.
Foreplay.
Yep. And here's what I want to use.
I think you should use the other switches that you showed me.
The ones from Switch?
I like that because it's all one line in, one line out.
Yeah, if you look at the back.
Or one line in and then all your lines out.
Ooh, they come in different colors?
Yeah, they have different colors for an extra $10
or
something like that.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, this is the back. It's basically a manifold, too.
Yeah. You got your in, your exhaust, and then your outs to the bags, and then your outs to your gauges, if you want to run gauges.
Yep.
Which, are we going to run gauges?
What's a gauge?
I wouldn't run gauges. I don't fucking need them.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not like right off the bat or whatever. But, yeah, I want to do manual valves. And then here's the other one. Of course, I didn't put enough here.
Yeah, Nintendo
it's just
Switch.
Look up manual toggle air valve switch.
Manuel.
And for the price, you can get that other setup, and it comes with all the fucking fittings, essentially. This one, you'll have to buy fittings to make them all fit and all that shit. And then scroll down. It's probably going to be...
I think these are cool, too.
Yeah, I like those, too, but, you know. There it is, right there. Down, 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 right there. Down, up, 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 up,
up, up
right
up.
Down, right there.
Sorry, like, yeah.
There you go. Those.
Nice. Is this one.
And if you click on the pictures down below, you can see how they've got it. Oh, no, I want not that one. Over, down, 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 there, right there. And then if you click on the other picture, it shows the backside of all the fittings you have to buy. And that's extra. So you'd be 60, 120, 240 plus all those fittings, or you can buy the other one. You still got to buy fittings and shit, but not to connect it all together. You know what I mean?
These are all push lock.
Yeah. Those are all lines in.
Yeah.
Or no, that's line in and those are your lines out.
Yep.
But I doubt it comes with all these fittings for, you know.
Well, this is a custom bracket.
That's what I mean.
Somebody made this bracket.
You buy all those and then you got to buy all those. You'll be in it for $300 with fittings. Of course, you can buy the other one.
That looks like Dino's Chevy in the background.
It is.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. That's his Pro Street. I think it's a 64.
Hmm.
Tis it is.
I don't know. I like the. No. Wow, you really are bored.
I like the look of these switches.
Yeah, I like the idea of like making it analog because I've put so many electronical switches on.
I had them on my wagon and it was the shit.
And you could
push. It had four just buttons. Two for the front and two for the back.
Weren't there other?
No, not really. Other than these Mac valve style ones.
They have these style.
Yeah, oh, for the seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have these ones.
These are for eighth inch line.
Well, these ones are, yeah. But they make them for 3/8 and everything.
Quarter inch. But I like those ish. I liked them because they were cheap, but they didn't have the right size airline.
Oh, for the van?
For the van, yeah. I didn't see him with the 3/8 hole.
And then I thought something like this would be super
rad. Yeah, the Mac Valve style ones are pretty cool. And those are industrial, so like they're meant to be used 1,000 times.
Yeah. And you like just... Ugh.
It'd be like everything at work has these Mac Valves. Everything that's pneumatic at work has those. Just they're electronically controlled instead of manually controlled.
I mean, look, yeah, you can buy all kinds of
all sorts of different styles. It's just those Mac valves are probably $80 a piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought some really cheap, like super cheap ones. And they worked, but they weren't great. I just didn't want to run a bunch of electronics.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at now. I mean, you just run, you know, four lines up to the front bulkhead and you plumb everything in and you're done. Yeah,
exactly.
Instead of... You know, you got to buy, like, see, the electronic valves are $40 a piece, $39 or something like that a piece.
Yeah.
And then you got to buy 8
of them. Yep.
8 of them.
Or you buy one of the manifolds.
Or, yeah, you could buy a manifold, and those are about the same price.
A fucking duck just went by again. but yeah, like I said, if I were to go electronic switch route, I would 120% go with the manifolds. Okay. With the manifold. He's got to go pee. He didn't want anyone to know. So don't say anything, okay?
Where's Johnny going?
He's got to go pee-pee. I got to go pee-pee. Yeah, I would go pull that way. Fish did it on his Buick, and that was like
he did 10 paddle
years
valve?
Old. Yeah, he did like manifold.
Oh, valve. With the electronical?
Yeah, electronicals. And it was like, fuck, that's cool. Because they were just coming out then. You know, it was like 10 years ago. So
yeah.
It was like just a thing. And it was nice. And then I can't remember. I think on Jack's car, that black Beetle, Seth.
Yeah, yeah.
That one all had manual valves. And it was those ones that you were, the switch ones, the ones with switch. That's what he had in his. And it was the shit. And I was like, oh, that's what I'm fucking doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think just for this build, this fan, it needs manual valves. I can't see, you know, like a switch box, like on a lanyard.
No. Or like you open in your phone to make it go up. No, fuck that.
No, I'm not doing that.
And with manual valves, you don't have to have the battery doesn't have to be hooked up. If you have enough air in the tank, you can air it up. You can air it down.
Yeah.
You can take the airline thing and plug it into a tank of CO2.
Yep.
And move the valves up and down if you needed to. You know what I mean? That's what you also ought to do. Is put a couple of CO2 tanks in your car as backup.
Yeah. Well, not only that.
In case your compressor takes a shit or something.
Well, you can put a fitting on it.
Yeah.
On the tank.
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple. That's why.
A couple CO2s. I have some
CO2 tanks, yeah. And they're super cheap to fill. So.
Yeah, and they're tiny, too.
Yeah. Well, 30-pounders.
Yeah, so they're like what?
Or 5 pounds, sorry.
2 foot tall at most. Yeah. With the valve on the top.
And you could probably put 2 of them underneath the seat, have them removable. Like if you go on a trip and you just don't want to have issues. The compressor takes a shit, fucking wiring takes a shit, a relay goes bad and you don't have air. You got backup. You just plumb it into your tank and just go to fill your tank. You know?
Make sure you go
but yeah.
Plus I wanted a snack.
We don't have any snacks this week.
Yeah,
Ruffles have ridges
today. We were busy.
Yeah, we stayed busy most of the day.
Duck again.
Motherfucking duck.
You know those are just put them on your head. Just
like that.
Yep, perfect. It's perfect.
Shut up, idiot.
But is you good?
Everyone's up.
Everyone's gone.
No, everyone's bitching about the desert being closed for shooting. They don't want anybody shooting guns. They don't want forest fires. That's why they shut the forest down for fires and shit.
Because
they don't want to have to deal with going out and doing forest fire shit because of the pandemic. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
And I totally get it. But yeah. I'm going camping next week and... why is everyone sad about that? And I won't be able to have a fire. I'm just going to have my heater buddies going, radiant heaters going. So probably buy one of those big round, like, radiant heaters, you know, that, like, stick on top of the propane tank just to, like, have around as, like, the campfire, you know. So we'll see.
You can cook marshmallows with that.
Yeah.
Totes. Make s'mores.
Get one of those big, tall ones that they have at bars.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of
just cool. Go steal one from a bar. They're all closed.
Yeah, fuck. Take it off their patio. They won't miss it.
They come back next week and they're like, hey, didn't we have another? Ah, fuck it.
Hey, did you know Alanis Morissette was going to tour this year?
What?
And she canceled it. 2021 now.
So that's why there was a pandemic. God didn't want her tour.
No,
she is God.
Was going to tour.
Yeah.
And she canceled. God canceled.
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic.
Seriously.
Not my God.
She played God in a movie. Like, you know this.
She said it's postponed. She's still going to tour.
Your mom's going to tour.
If you had listened, I said not doing it 2020. She's doing it 2021. Gosh. I read the article.
Now we're just being obnoxious. Thanks, bud.
Anyway.
Wow.
Is that the sign? We start making random noises. Let's just go ahead and end it.
This is riveting, she says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
damn right.
Usually there's more participation.
Yeah, and we always have a guest.
Not always.
Not always. But
it would have been good to have Connor.
Connor.
Where's Connor?
Who knows?
Didn't hear from him this week.
No.
He must not have got the day off like he said he might.
Oh, well.
Yep. Well, we've been sweating. It's starting to get a little warm.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we're kind of tired.
And we might just start taking our lunch breaks and doing this at lunch. Maybe we'll have more energy or something. Yeah,
that's not a bad idea, actually.
Get this fucking duck out of here, man. Seriously.
That son of a bitch just keeps doing laughs.
Anyway. I think it's a Canada goose.
It might be a Canada goose. I'm going to jump on that bitch and fly home. So anyway.
Well, yeah. you don't need to pay for gas.
Oh, I just shoved that shit right down in him. Boop, 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 boop. No. Yeah, I actually like that idea, going on at lunch.
Yeah.
Or like around there.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 o'clock.
Because we already take a break to eat.
I wonder
so
if
yeah.
more
just...
peeps would be around.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
possible. And more people might be around, yeah. Because 4:30 is kind of like dinner time-ish
yeah.
time for people like getting
especially
ready.
East Coast.
Yeah. So.
Or Australia, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be like
oh,
4
no
in the morning.
Oh, no Trav today,
yeah, it'll
man.
Be 4 in the morning for him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Augie or Trav will watch this all the way to the end and hear the shout-out. What's up, boys?
Yeah, and I'm also kind of thinking like doing it earlier too because like today.
Yeah.
I mean, we were working right up until
yeah.
this, but like some days we're like, you know, 2 o'clock. We're like, we just want to be done.
Yeah.
And we kind of held ourselves to do this at 4:30, so yeah. maybe we won't hold ourselves to do it at 4:30. We just pick another yeah. time. And that way too, like if. We want to go home early. We can just go home early and not be
tied down to a 4:30
yeah,
date.
Yeah.
I'm going to shit my pants.
Just go, man. Just go.
That's probably why I've been farting. I mean, the duck has been wandering around the room this whole time.
Really interesting content.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, God.
On that bombshell, it's time to end.
Hi, everybody. I'm taking you on a tour. Since this is
right.
the end, there's Michael doing his thing. Look at that. Look at that setup. Look at that setup. Look at that. And I got nothing. Anyways, have a good one, fellas, ladies.
Have good mosh pitting.
In between. Have good mosh pitting.
Yeah, Gilbert's getting off, and then we're going to sign out here in a second.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys, for hanging out, those that did.
I'm glad you came to see me today.
All right.
Bye, Gilbert. He's going to go let the duck out.
But yeah, thanks, guys, for hanging around. And make sure you check out our Instagram, House of the Lord. We're doing crazy.
I just had a fart. That's what I said. You let the duck out.
We're doing pretty regular up. And here I am. Yeah, we're doing pretty regular updates on House of the Lord, so
did
make
you
sure.
Just burp?
Yeah, I did. After saying I didn't, I can't. But yeah, check out our other socials,
Patreon,
and yeah, Patreon page.
We're gonna start posting there first.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I do most of my editing on Sunday for the videos. Well, not for the last couple of weeks, as I've been not in the mindset, but. So I usually upload them Monday or Sunday for Monday, but I can upload them Sunday for like Wednesday. So the Patreon people can get like
yeah
24, 48 hours of like the before we release it to YouTube. I think we can do that, right?
Yeah.
If we just do like a, what do you call it? Component
delayed.
Link or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that. So that's more initiative for you to go onto Patreon and sign up for a whole measly, what is it? $2? $1?
I think $1 minimum.
Yeah, it's a $1 minimum, but you get early access, I think, at $5.
Yeah, $5. That's what I meant.
Ah.
Yeah, for a measly $5 a month, you can get up to minimum of 4 episodes before everyone else. Everyone. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
You'll be the cool kid.
Fucking better.
I want to be the cool kid.
You'd be like talking to everybody, hey, did you see that new Garage Junkie episode?
And everybody's like, I didn't get a notification. No spoilers, what the fuck?
No spoilers.
Yeah, so.
Jeez. All right, ladies and gents. We're out.
Peace, love, and hair, Grecio.
Later.
Or something. Bye. Yeah.